Lord Jesus, please light a fire in all of our hearts so we can grow in the miracles the Father is releasing to us. Amen. Dear ones, there's been an increase in healings here on the mountain and down in Penasco, and I thank God for it. There's so much more to come. My beloved ones, we are going through quite a trial with land. The land that we are living on and we're in the process of paying for. And the land that we had permission to build on from the landowner. But he passed away, and we had nothing to prove to his son that the Father would sell us the land. So now we are in a precarious position, having built 6 hermitages, and none of them were on the land his father marked with stakes. I had no idea that the land was marked in places where we didn't build, except for the chapel and the ridge. And Rutilio, the owner of the property, had come up here several times and seen the chapel and seen the new hermitage we had built on the ridge and never mentioned a thing to us about it. I just told him, you know, we will pay you for this land when we return and have more money. And he was totally calm and good-natured about it. Little did I realize that without a piece of paper, it looked to other people like we were squatting or trespassing or something. So we had purchased some of the land, but we had to spread out when other people joined the community. And we thought we had permission to do that, and it turned out we didn't. So we are in a little bit of a mess right now. By the way, this happens quite often in rural mountain areas. But I was so naive, I don't know what was done. We have been honest and fair with the owner, but he has some kind of hatred against us. I think it's something that's been put on him by other people, so he would be against us, because they don't want us here. So we really need your prayers. The local witches do not want us here. They're here every night. All the barking the dogs do are the only indication we have that somebody's here. We never see them, ever. We see their lights when they sit in the forest and have a light on, but we don't ever see them. They want to evict us on March 1st. Jesus spoke out immediately, saying that he has made other arrangements, and that's not going to happen. Well, I have total faith in what he said. I just have no idea how he's going to do it. They're asking an exorbitant amount of money for this land, which has no improvements on it. It started out that we were paying almost $2,000 a month rent for the area that we built on. And now they've come back and told us they want $5,000 a month. And it's really quite remarkable that he's had a change of heart and is charging us so much money for this land, and we don't have that kind of money. And I am not asking you for money. So please, don't send me money. Rather, I'm asking for prayers for him. His name is Johnny, and we need to pray for him. He's already had a heart attack and bypass surgery, and he's older, and he's worried about his children having some land, even though he owns, I don't know, a lot of land up here. So he's trying to be a good father, and in the process, he gets ideas about us that totally come out of nowhere, that we're ripping him off for something. It's terrible. And we were paying him almost $2,000 a month in rent for the area where the other hermitages are. So they want to evict us on March 1st. But the Lord has something else in mind. And God is a miracle worker. So please do pray. The Lord began, "Claire, I would like you to entrust all of this into my most capable hands." "I think I do, Lord, but we have to have something to pray about." So I presented the hard facts to them. And the Lord replied, "What is most important here is his soul, his eternal soul, and his children's souls, then the territory, then the hermitages." Lord, I keep missing you. Tonight, could you please help me to connect in such a way that I can truly love you in spirit and in truth? "My dove," he answered, "this too is my heart's desire. I want to fill you with treasures of the kingdom so that the lame, wounded, and blind can recover their sight and their joy. Truly, I long for this with all my heart. What you are experiencing is tied into the plan. These troubles are offerings which I am using to bring all men to me. Do not think, even for a moment, that your prayers and sufferings are in vain. They come from circumstances related to your life of sacrifice and obedience. Therefore, they are holy and saturated with sanctity. Do not underestimate this path you have chosen. It is loaded with opportunities to make offerings to me." He sometimes calls them wedding presents. "My dear Claire, not one teardrop, not one physical pain or degree of mental anguish is wasted. All are puzzle pieces that have their place in the economy of sanctifying this land and the souls that own it. Someday you will see for yourself that these seemingly minor trials and inconveniences all fit together to form a bonfire of offerings that I am building into a wonderful work of grace that benefits all concerned except Satan, who is an abyss of wickedness. I want to take the stress off of you and the community. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the peace that I've been waiting for. Yet there are little tremors of unbelief, like aftershocks when Satan's arrows strike. Please help me find the scriptures I need to stand on tonight." "You're asking me to fulfill my heart's desire," he answered. "This I can surely do. Nothing wounds my heart more than the unbelief of a chosen soul. You have seen me do many miracles in your short life, things that had no possibility of happening, yet they happen because of your prayers and my heart of mercy for you and those I have entrusted to you. Oh Lord, please help me do for them just as you have done for me." The Lord replied again, "You have taken your prayers from my heart. These are things I long to do, but they must be important enough to you to stand in the heat until they're accomplished. Lord, I know you can give me a flame-proof garment so that I may endure and bring you joy. Your garment of faith has purchased for you all the graces necessary to accomplish what needs to be done. You are on the right track, my love. Do not let anything distract you from our goal. Amen. You are ravishing my heart. You have taken from my depth and plundered my heart, beloved, with your prayers." And that was the end of his message.